Blog Talk Radio.
In your prayer.
Praise the Lord. Welcome again. It's another wonderful Monday morning. It's fall on this side of the hemisphere, and we're enjoying it. We thank the Lord for you tuning in this morning with a Remnant Ministries Prayer First, and I am Pastor Margaret Lee. God bless you, bless you. I pray you had a wonderful week. Boy, I know my voice sounds a little raspy. I guess it's a little allergies coming on. But we just going to rebuke that in the name of the Lord, and we're just going to go on in Jesus' name. Amen. Ah, glory to God. We have something to be grateful for this is the day that the Lord God himself has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Everything that we need, all sufficiency has been provided for us this day. So we're just going to rest in the knowledge, knowing full well without a doubt that God is in control of everything. So we're just going to relax and just let him and his good come forth, and we're just going to enjoy ourselves in the Lord as children of the Most High God. We're just going to have confidence and have an attitude of gratitude. Just be grateful for the day. Lift up our holy hands towards heaven and bless his most holy name. Hallelujah. For the Lord God himself is our God. Hallelujah. Oh, we are grateful to be in the house of the Lord, to be in the kingdom of the Most High God. Well, we're going to jump right on into it. I just have to tell you first that we had such an awesome time on last Monday. Last Saturday. Oh, Lord have mercy. God, he changed everything around. And he just blessed our soul. Oh, he blessed us so that when we walked out of that sanctuary Saturday evening, we were not the same ones who walked in Saturday at 5 p.m. Great God from Zion. God is good. God is good. When we search for him, when we seek him and seek his presence, he will indeed manifest himself. We thank the Lord. We're going to do as we always do. And I do hope that you are finding some encouragement. There are different things that we will go in, but know that this is the pilot, and I'm just trying to find my way through because I really want this time to be special when you look for it, because something is said, not necessarily to tickle you, but something said to bring you closer to your God and to feel the love that he has for you. Each one of us are special in his sight. We belong to him. As a matter of fact, the scripture says that he says all souls belong to me. We're talking about God. And he cares. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He loves us. He loves us. In spite of the sins of mankind and the disobedience, he loves us. and he made ways of escape for us. He made a way for us to come back to him and have a right relationship with him. He did it. He gave his only begotten son so that we could have life and have it more abundantly. So that's enough to be grateful for, because if we're in his presence, God is working it out. It's already been worked out before the foundation of the world. So here's a responsibility for us. 2 Chronicles 7:14 reads as follows. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Ah, glory to God. Hear that, children of God. We have a responsibility. He promised us. And in one place it says, my people, by whom my name is called, will humble themselves. Humble yourself and pray and seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. Can't come half-stepping, people. You have to seek God to find out what he called holy, what he called righteous, remissible. He has a requirement, and he made a promise to us. He said that he would heal the land, but we have to turn from our wicked ways. Then he will hear from heaven, and he will certainly heal the land. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God for his awesome word. Now listen to this. Still according to God's will and God's way, we line up our life. First Psalms 1:4 reads, blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Hear the word of God for the people of God. Proverbs 2. Praise the Lord. Oh, while we turn into it, just let the words just soak into your spirit. Proverbs 2:3-8. The Lord does give wisdom, and we all need wisdom. Wisdom for each day. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge, and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver and searchest for her as for hid treasures, then shall thy understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckle to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the path of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. 20. that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the path of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Praise the Lord, his most holy name. Jeremiah 29:11. I started 29:11, and I just go to 14. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. This is what the Lord is saying. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, says the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity. And I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places whither I have driven you, says the Lord. And I will bring you again unto the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That he's talking to the children of Israel. And we know that he did cause them to go into captivity. And he did bring them out. The Lord, for he shows himself faithful. And he is indeed a promise keeper. I'd like to ask a question before we go into prayer. Do you really love God? And first of all, do you know him? That's a personal question. And if you honestly say no, then you can honestly ask him to allow you to know him so that you can truly love him. Not having your mamas or your daddies, your grandfathers, your grandmothers, your pastor relationship, but your own personal, intimate relationship with your God, the one who gave you breath, the one who made you, the one who knows you and have known you before the foundation of the world, the one who says, I know my thoughts toward you, the one who had planned for you before the foundation of the world. He knew what he had planned. He knew what his will was and is for you. Don't get lost in others' identification and plans for you, not your own. Know the plan that God has for you. Glory to God. Walk in his will, in his way. Life will be so much better and so much easier. Didn't say that you won't have trouble. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But it is the Lord God himself who will deliver us out of them all. Said, call on me and I'll answer you. He'll fight for you. I don't care if you have everything you need. If you don't have a relationship with him, you have nothing. does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Value, it's good to have things. He has blessed you with it. But don't put it above him. And if you have nothing and you said, I don't even have him, yes, you do. Call him. He'll answer. Surrender. He'll come to you. Yes, he'll show himself. Yes, he will. Yield to him. Repent. Judge ourselves daily. Don't get judging and criticism confused. Search the word. Study the word. See what it means. So when you speak, you will know what you're saying. He said for us to study his word. Study. We'll know our God. We'll know his will. And we'll know his desires according to how he will allow man to know him. And we will not attempt to put him in a box, because that makes no sense. He is the great, almighty God, and he's God alone, no matter what man has chosen to do. Remember that, and just sit down and remember and feel his love all around. I did this. I did that. Confess your sin to him. And he is just to forgive you. And guess what? Cleanse you from all unrighteousness. But now, if you keep going back, you keep wallowing in it, what's the point? When you get up, say, I'm free. God, I thank you for cleansing me. I thank you that I am a new creation. When you accept him as Jesus, as Yeshua, as your Lord and Savior, you are a new creature. When you confess and receive him, he cleanses you. And when you, even when you're a saint and you fall and you stumble, you can still go to your Father. Don't get caught up in a lot of teachings. Go to your Father, repent, to forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now that's what the word says. He loves you. Don't let nobody fool you. Well, you may as well know. You may as well go to him and repent. It's not like you don't know. He know your very know the very intent and your very thought and the intent of the thought. So go to him, confess it, unwallow yourself. Dust yourself, he dusts you off, cleanses you off, and then you walk in holiness and righteousness. Let that be your way. And it make you tender towards other people, knowing that if he can forgive you, cleanse you, and you go time after time, you know that he can do it for someone else. Amen. Oh, stay in his presence. It's the fullness of joy, and shalom is in his presence. Oh, he is the great king, the mighty one. Father, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your loving kindness, oh my God. We thank you, and let us not be abusive. Almighty, oh, let us be grateful. Oh, for grace and mercy. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, freely given, but the price was costly. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Bless your name, almighty God. The price was, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. The price, oh, I'll never take it for granted, almighty God. Oh, God, but you loved us so much, and we thank you. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Help our unbelief, oh God. You're worthy of our heart, desire, and worth, and praise, and honor, and glory. You're worthy. You and truly you alone. Oh, oh, our King, our Master, our Lord, our Savior, and our God. We thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank sweet, sweet presence. Oh, God, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We say hallelujah. Oh, glory to your name. Hallelujah. Bless your wonderful name. Hallelujah. Gracious God, almighty. Oh, healer, deliverer, provider, almighty. Oh, you care. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your written word. Oh, thank you. Give us understanding as we set our hearts to study your word, God. Touch our hearts, Holy Ghost. Have your way. Give us understanding and revelation knowledge. Oh, Holy Ghost, have your way. 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 Draw us, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, have your way. Have your way. Our teacher, our comforter, our revelator, have your way. Have your way. Give us understanding and give us boldness to walk therein, Almighty God. Oh, let no confusion come. Make it so clear and plain, Almighty God, that we can walk in it. We can comprehend it, Almighty God. Comprehend and then apply it to our lives. All our conversation be pure and holy. Oh, that we love our brothers and our sisters, the brethren in you. We thank you for this day, Father. I pray that you grant your people traveling mercy as they go about their day. But let you be the center of their attention, the very center of their joy and their peace, their shalom, their whole. Nothing is missing and nothing is broken. Oh, God, may the beginning of the work week. Oh, may we find, may you give us opportunity to just smile someone, the smile of Christ. And may you allow us to give a word. May you use us, we yield to you, that you may speak through us. True, that precious soul. We thank you. Thank you for every opportunity to show kindness. Thank you, God. Glory be to your name. Thank you, someone. A rhema word, or just a kind smile. Thank you, Lord. And may we reflect your light in this earth, in our walk this day. We thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. Almighty God, we thank you. We ask that you remember our brothers and sisters in Trinidad, Texas, all over these United States. Almighty God, protect us. There's so much coming up against us on the streets. Father, you see and you know. God, turn this around. How our children can look at each other and look at those that look like them and take their lives. Lord God, have mercy. Plead the blood of Yeshua over our children. Over our family, over our spouse. It is in Yeshua's name we pray. Oh, we need you, Father. Remember every pastor, every evangelist, every prophet, every apostle, every servant. Strengthen and meet at their point of need. Give wisdom and understanding of your word and your will. Oh, Lord God, let us prioritize our life and center everything around you, but it is your will. And we thank you, Almighty God, that we're living our lives according to your will, that we may lead your people accordingly, Almighty God, not to be fame and glory for ourselves, but bring and shine the name of the living God in this earth. We thank you, Adonai Elohim, Lord God Almighty. Thank you. Praise your name. On our prayer list, we ask that you remember and touch each name on the prayer list. Meet each one at their point of need. And I thank you for those who are listening now and who will listen in the future. And it is in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. God is so good. He's so kind. And he's so merciful. He gives us the sufficiency for the day. Hallelujah. Strength for the journey. Hallelujah. He loves us so that we can love others. He forgives us and we can forgive others. Set others free. Don't think that there's no one on this earth that you have offended. My sisters and my brothers, you have. We all have. We say, well, I didn't do this in life, and I didn't do that. But God had to come down to save you. And be grateful. Tom says, I did so much that he could no way love me. But oh, the blood, the blood, the blood. Jesus. Ah, glory. The blood. The blood of Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. 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 He came for all of us. Hallelujah. All of us. All of us. So remember that you are loved and that you are loved by the Most High God. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. So go in the strength, all glory, and the knowledge that God is with you. Hallelujah. Meditate on being in the presence of God. Meditate on the love of God for you. As he pour out his love on you, you show love to others. Meditate on being obedient to God and what does it mean to be obedient. Walk in it. Walk in it. And remember, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You are a child of the Most High God. Love him with all your heart. And it's all your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. God loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. In Jesus' mighty name, go in love and in the confidence of the Almighty God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will, hallelujah, rejoice and be glad in it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Until next week, the Lord says so. We'll see you then. God bless.